My name's Brian Hacker. I'm currently secretary of the Queensland branch of RSCDS, and I have Heather and Sam Herron with me this afternoon, a lovely sunny afternoon in October, and we're looking forward to hearing something of their background in Scottish country dancing. Heather, tell us a little bit about yourself, how you got involved in Scottish country dancing.
Well, I first started doing Scottish country dancing when my mum wanted me to make my debut at a Scottish ball. And in Brisbane, in those days, in 1967, there was either St Andrew's Ball or the Clan Mackenzie Highland Debutante Ball. And as my family lived in the same suburb as the Mackenzies, who ran the Clan Mackenzie Ball, it became obvious that that was where my mother wanted me to make my debut. And when I started, the only reason that I could make my debut was that the gentleman who ran the Clan Mackenzie Association at that time insisted that all debutantes learn Scottish country dancing. So I didn't have any option but to learn it. And I've been doing it since 1967. My passion for it has never waned. And come 2 years' time or 18 months' time, I will have been dancing 50 years.
Well, that's quite a record, and great that you've taken such enjoyment in Scottish country dancing over really quite a long period. And I'm well aware how much you enjoy Scottish country dancing, and of course you're currently on the committee and giving a little back, which is lovely. And Sam, yourself, have you been dancing as long as that?
I've only been dancing since 1988. I was born in Scotland. I had never heard of Scottish country dancing. I met this lady called Heather, and in a conversation Heather said to me, "Would you like to come to a Scottish ball with me?" And I said, "What happens there?" She said, "Oh, Scottish country dancing." Now, I'd never heard of Scottish country dancing, so I thought, I was quite interested in Heather. This was before we got married. We're now married happily. And I said to Heather, "When is the ball?" And she said, "Oh, it's in about 5 weeks' time." I said, "Isn't that a pity? I'd love to come to the ball with you, but I've never heard of it, never done it, and how could I learn it?" And Heather said, "Well, would you believe this Friday night there are classes for people attending the ball who have never danced before, and for the next four Friday nights we will run through the ball dances, and by the time the ball comes, you will be able to do them." Now, I was not a dancer remotely of any description, but I was trapped. And I went along to the ball practice and went to the ball, and that was it. I have enjoyed it ever since.
Well, I certainly know your enjoys, and again, you've given a great deal to Scottish country dancing over the years. And I'm a little surprised to learn that you had not experienced Scottish country dancing in Scotland, but that's perhaps the way it is. In my case, in England, we did a little Scottish country dancing, and but anyway, there we are. And well, you were probably dancing before a branch existed in Queensland, were you, Heather? What's the story there about the branch being brought into being?
Yes, well, when I started, there were two classes. There was a Clan Mackenzie class. There was also another class, Milton class, Milton group, and there was a Brisbane group. And they were just individual clubs. Phyllis South ran the Milton one, and Nan Kelly ran the Brisbane, what was called the Brisbane one. And to become a branch, you had to have three registered, fully qualified teachers. So the branch never really became into being until I think it was 1987. So it was a long time after, or 78, I think, not 1978, I think it became a branch. And so it was a long time after I first started that the branch came into being. So it didn't really have much to do with the branch as I was, you know, young and, I guess, you know, wanting to do other things. I just went to my weekly class. So I wasn't really involved with the branch until I met Sam, and he was encouraged to become chairman, and that's when I finally joined the branch and became a little bit more involved then.
So were you the first chairman of the branch, Sam, or?
The branch as constituted, I was it. I put the constitution together. Headquarters had to divest itself of all branches around the world for VAT purposes. And so each branch around the world had to become autonomous at more than arm's length from Edinburgh for VAT purposes. So we had to set up constitutions. Headquarters had a constitution they would like to be used. In Queensland we had, and we were the only state at the time, we had model rules that had to be followed. So I had the exercise of working out what headquarters wanted and working out what the model rules in Queensland required, and I got the two of them to blend rather nicely, and headquarters were very happy with the result. And the reason I became a member of the branch, I was the chairman of the Clan Mackenzie Association at that time, so I decided it would be nice to be in the mix. And at the same time, I also, my thinking in life is, there was this body overseas that was giving us dances, encouragement, support that cost money. I saw it imperative that I paid my way. So I became a member of the branch so I could be supporting the people who were supporting us, as well as being the chairman of another Scottish Country Dance Group. And then I went on to become the chairman of the Queensland branch for 6 years. It was 1 year at a time, and I just enjoyed the concept.
But there would have been there would have been a number of other branches in Australia. We would not have been the first branch,
no,
Queensland,
no.
Would we?
No.
No, we weren't the first branch. I think we might have been the last branch to be to come into being. I think Sydney, New South Wales and Victoria certainly were before us.
Understood. And for the benefits of those who are listening, Queensland is rather more than half the size of Europe, I think. It is a very large area,
yeah,
which does bring complexities into having a branch with clubs so far apart, looking after their needs and their interests.
That actually made it quite interesting, because when I did the constitution, I made sure that every part of Queensland was heard. And the only way I could do that was have the rules, our constitution, say that every person that was a member of the headquarters, the society, if they were in a club dancing together, we gave every one of those clubs a 100% equal position on the committee, so that we had 6 people elected to the committee, but we had 9 other people around Queensland who were members of the committee. And I was often asked what would happen if those other 9 groups voted against what I wanted to do, and I said I would resign because obviously I would be out of touch. And they said, you're misunderstanding the question. If the 9 other groups voted against something you would like to happen, what would you do? And I said, I would resign, because those 9 other people represented all the dancers in the real dance world. I would be out of touch. I shouldn't be there. So we came to the agreement, and so, yeah.
Well, as you and the 3 of us, 4 of us know, in fact, things have changed over the years, and perhaps some things a little better and some things a little worse, and we still, many of us are involved with Scottish country dancing, giving a little back and enjoying the friends we've made through dancing over the years. A question here: how does Scottish country dancing fit into your life? And for both of you, I think Scottish country dancing is very important, with particularly with Cleveland, toward the other side of Brisbane.
Just to set a scene though, Heather, just to get there. When I learned to dance at first, I went to 2 clubs, Clan Mackenzie and Cleveland. I went for 18 months, and I never knew that I was in a dance class that was formalized. I was taken under people's wings in the class. The teachers were gentle and considerate and kind, and I went back. I never even knew Heather was paying for me to be there. I hadn't even realized that. And for 18 months, I went willingly every Wednesday and every Friday night, because I had found this group of most fantastic, and they were a dream company to be with, the way they did it. That was Heather. You know, Heather obviously was managing it all, but that was when I started. It was in such a way that it was just like being in friends. When you were dancing, it was with a friend. Somebody would come and look after you, you know, that sort of thing.
I remember experiences very much like that myself when we started dancing in Queensland, although I had danced long before, but that's another story. So tell us a little bit about Cleveland. You teach dancing at Cleveland.